Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, kind of a strange situation. There is no games for us to talk about, as both of your games this week were postponed and not happening, but will be made up, of course, as both of them were conference games. And I know you guys had a little bit of time for practice, but obviously the days that there was no school, you don't really have that either. So what has been going on this week, Coach?
You know, we're just trying to, you know, when we're available to practice, we practice, and, you know, not having a, you know, 100% idea who our next opponent is, we just kind of went back and worked on some things we knew we had to work on and try at the same time try to get ready for. We had a pretty good idea. You know, obviously we're going to be playing North Union on Tuesday, and as the week progressed, we knew the Garner game was probably going to get moved to from Friday to Monday, but that just became official recently. So we had an idea the next two opponents were, so we could start working on that a little bit. And, you know, we've been through this before in Iowa weather. You're going to start to get games stacked up. So, and again, at this point, it's more about what you're doing rather than the opponent. So those are some things we looked at first. We went back and spent a lot of time on that Lake Mills game. Lake Mills played very well last time we had a game, and we did not adjust very well to some things. So we tried to clean up some of those things that we had ready going into that game but just didn't execute very well at all. So that's kind of where we started. Sometimes you get some hard lessons from a loss, and we took those to practice court and tried to clean up a few things and also try to do some things that are going to help our kids out a little bit.
Yeah, that's the one thing, is we did have a little bit of a warning with this storm coming in. I know with snow, sometimes you don't know whether, you know, how far in advance. It's not like it can be predicted really far out, but you guys had a little bit of a notice, so you kind of knew going in that probably weren't going to play on Friday. So, yeah, good just focusing on some of the other things that are going on. And as you mentioned, it will be a busy week next week. Garner on Monday, which will be a game that will be played a little bit earlier than normal, and then you'll play North Union at North Union on Tuesday, and then follow that up with North Iowa on Friday as well. So a lot of games going on there in a short amount of time next week.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, get Garner coming in on Monday. It is going to be the girls' game is going to be a 5 o'clock start. Going to go a little bit earlier. We'll not have any JV games that day, so we'll start at 5, and then the girls will start at 5, and the boys will follow at about 6:15. So, you know, we got Garner coming in that, you know, they're going to play hard, and we had a good battle down there. It seems like recently it's always a low-scoring game. Both teams, like I said, know each other very well. So going to have to be prepared for that. And then obviously going over to North Union and playing a team that's you know, tied for the conference lead right now, had a big win at Lake Mills recently. And, you know, they're playing extremely well, and that gym is a tough place to play, as small as it is. And, you know, just that creates a little bit of issues for you that you have to be prepared for. So not having a lot of time to get ready, but yet at the same time we did have a little bit of time knowing that the storms were coming, and it wasn't one of those iffy ones. You knew the storms were coming and you're probably going to lose some days. So I think we did a pretty good job of preparing, and hopefully the kids can go into next week and clean up some things and be successful.
Yeah, Coach, when it comes down to, you know, these games, obviously you guys beat Garner, so you're looking to, you know, follow up, and then obviously you want to try to get back at North Union. You played a close one here, so kind of different mindset. Also, the timing of the game, you know, obviously going to be a little bit earlier, maybe changes what you guys would normally do after school, or the kids would normally do after school, maybe a little bit. I mean, talk about some of those aspects.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing. The other thing is it's Martin Luther King holiday, so we don't have school that day, so that's another factor goes in. So we're going to kind of do some things in the afternoon. We'll do a quick walkthrough and review some things specifically to Garner, since we haven't really focused in on them yet a little bit at times, but you know, those are some things we're going to clean up and get ready for. And so it is, you know, like you mentioned, it is unique, but you know, I'm pretty sure the kids will be fine with that. You know, they're excited to play no matter when we're playing, so I don't think that'll be a huge adjustment for them. So, but yeah, it will be a little bit different. Then as you go with Garner and North Union and the North Iowa, the following week we go Monday, Tuesday as well. So we're playing Friday, Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, it's typical in Iowa. This starts to become the norm as the season ends. You have a lot of games that you have to fit in somewhere. So you know, we'd also spent some time with the kids talking about basketball, the game that you got to respond quickly from, and that's what happens with the weather as well. You don't know when your next game's going to come up or who it's going to be, so you have to, you know, do some things on the fly and be ready to make quick adjustments as you go. So hopefully we'll be able to do that as we progress the next couple weeks.
Let's back up for 1 second. You know, as you kind of mentioned, going throughout the week, you kind of didn't know there was a couple of opponents that you didn't know who was going to be your next opponent. Is that kind of a preparation when it comes to postseason time? Because when you come to the postseason, you know you're going to get this team or that team, whoever wins the game. And sometimes you know, like, hey, this team is way better, they're probably going to win. But you just don't always know. You're preparing for multiple teams at a time. Is that kind of a postseason preparation?
Yeah, and we've used that example in the past before, especially, we're playing, it's not ideal for anybody, but if you're playing 3 games in 4 days, well, if you're fortunate enough to make it far in the tournament, that's what you're doing. So you might as well have a little practice run doing that. So, and as I said earlier, the way we progress here, you're not seeing a lot of things that you haven't seen already. So it's just cleaning up some things and adjusting to that second option that some teams will throw at you that, like Lake Mills did. They took some things away from us, but we did not do a very good job of executing the counter to some of those things. And those are some things we worked on. And as, like I said, as the season progresses and as you mentioned, tournament time, those are things you're going to see. You're going to be prepared going into tournaments, but on the flip side, teams are preparing for you, so you're going to see some different things as well. So, so those are a lot of things that we did, this week in practice, and as we'll continue to do when – once you start limiting practice times, you got to just use the film work, and kids will be getting a lot of things via Huddle and via Google Docs that'll hopefully help them prepare as we go forward as well.
All righty, Coach. Well, stay safe out there, stay warm, and we'll talk to you again hopefully on Monday night, but I guess we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Yeah, hopefully it's Monday night. We will see. Yeah, everybody needs to stay home, stay safe, and we'll see everybody in the gym on Monday.
Alrighty, Coach. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That's Fort Hays City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.